The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Milano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience, John Mitchell on drums. And you know what? You got Jimmy at the guitar, just unbelievable. Noel Redding playing bass. Really, really three extremely talented guys in the 60s, man. Put aside the lyrics, put aside the drugs, and just concentrate on the music. It was quite spectacular. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Great to have you here. I got so much to get into. And Jerry Falwell Jr. is going to join us this hour. You don't want to miss Mr. Falwell, President Falwell, president of Liberty University. Charlie Colello will join us. The legendary singer, composer, and conductor, record producer who worked with absolutely everybody in the business, performing June 1st at the Saccone Theater. I will be there, master ceremonies, and performing myself with my boy Mikey June 1st. That is in Paramus on the campus of Bergen Community College. Saccone Theater, great, great, great theater. But then I have to look at some of the news, and I hate to even go there. And by the way, the Sanker dashboard does not work anymore. I don't know what the problem is. I know we've had problems with it, so forgive me if I start a thought, and then it's just blinking on and off. We have constant problems with this Anchor dashboard situation, but where I get all my information so I can report to you. So, and forgive me for putting that out on the airwaves, but that now I'm reading here. Judiciary Committee refers contempt to the full House. The Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee recommends Attorney General Bill Barr be held in contempt of Congress. That'll go nowhere, Frankie Five Boroughs, is what you're thinking of.
Well, let's say the House, the full House, does vote to hold him in contempt of Congress. Then so what? Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, but Gerald Nadler was out there yesterday claiming that this was a constitutional crisis.
I was right? Nauseous.
I don't think Gerald Nadler knows what a constitutional crisis is.
No.
So a constitutional crisis is...
He eats hot dogs still. I bet he does.
No, a constitutional crisis is, you know, the president's term is over and he refuses to leave. No. That's a constitutional crisis. Mm. A constitutional crisis arises when it's... The operative term in constitutional crisis is crisis. It's not when a president claims executive privilege, right? Remember.
Frankie, right, please hold your thought there. Whenever I ask the other side, explain to us, like we had a conversation yesterday with the mayor, you know, of Elizabeth. What is it that is wrong? What's happening? What is obstruction? They never can give you a specific constitutional crisis for what? Nadler, I didn't see, and maybe I missed it, what he was saying the constitutional crisis was.
Well, I think it's that the president is not handing over the documents that he wants, and that Bill Barr is not handing over the documents that he wants. But so for starters, you know, I just saw a report that Leon Panetta was on CNN just this morning claiming that Donald Trump was acting like a king because he didn't want to hand over these documents. I would like to know what king, what absolute monarch would permit a sprawling multi-year criminal investigation into his business and his family, as well as his conduct of foreign policy, and allow a 400-page report bashing him with half of it to be published. I don't see King George III doing anything like that.
And you know what? He could have, and that all in, he had every right to fire
100%.
Mueller.
I think he should have.
And you kept saying, fire Rosenstein, fire Mueller. And they kept saying, yes, oh, they were all Democrats. They were all Republicans.
But they were all taking down the president because it was the deep state. And he let it go. He let it go. Time to move on.
You know, in Bill Barr's rationale this week as to why he's invoking executive privilege to not hand over the unredacted report and literally 2 years worth of a million other documents, literally, that's not hyperbole, he cited the Janet Reno's 1996 recommendation that Bill Clinton invoke executive privilege to withhold documents to as justification. So I don't remember Gerald Nadler running out there. He was in Congress at the time in 1996 to say, wait a minute, Mr. President, this is a constitutional crisis. Constitutional crisis is when you have states seceding from the union. This is not a constitutional crisis. If you disagree with the president's interpretation of executive privilege, you can go to court and try it through the courts. This is exactly the reason the Democrats are in such poor shape, in my view, come 2020.
And
there is a case to be made on Donald Trump, both on policy and in terms on personal issues like character. But this is not it. This is not a winning political issue. It's not a winning legal issue. They're now talking about trying to arrest Bill Barr for contempt of Congress. Now, you remember the last attorney general to be held in contempt of Congress was Eric Holder. I don't think he lost 1 minute of sleep over it. Yeah, and I don't think Bill Barr was either. The person that would be arresting Bill Barr, Joe, is the sergeant at arms at Congress. That's the person who, before the State of the Union, comes in and shouts, Madam Speaker, the President of the United States. That person, that guy, is going to go and arrest Bill Barr for contempt of Congress? This is a joke. Gerald Nadler ought to be embarrassed. As you've said repeatedly, why not actually do something that your constituents care about? There's 70,000 Americans dying of opioid overdoses every day. There's 120,000 people crossing the border, at least 60,000 crossing the border every single month illegally, 128,000 of whom have just been let into the country since April. I mean, there are real problems in this country. How about the fact that nobody can afford to live in New York
State? Exactly. I was just going to say that. New York and New Jersey, the people running these states and are from these states that are really, the most people that are going after Donald Trump are from where he's from in New York. And you can't afford to live here. In droves, they're leaving by the thousands to Florida. To Florida they're going. By the way, the president's campaign rally, that was like bigger than anything I've seen. And then I always look for the empty seats. You always look for, well, let's see, is it really that many? Is it video? Like when Joe Biden when Joe Biden announced he was president, there was maybe 400 people in that room. Am I right?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And they go close on the shot. They don't widen the shot. They do one, I think it's like a group feed, isn't it? It's like a pool that they go to. And they don't go. But with the president, they let the cameras go, and there are tens of thousands of people, and they seem more fired up than anything. And you just touched on it. This, what they're doing now, and it's a mental illness now, it's because I cannot see any logic. And I'm a very logical guy. I'm not as astute as you are, Frankie, in politics, but I follow it. I'm a student of it. I'm absorbed in it. But as I see what Nancy Pelosi says, oh, he's impeachable. He's impeachable, but we're not going to impeach him. Then somebody else says we are. And then I see the progressive left spew what they're spewing and them going after and what they're doing and wasting our money in. My jaw drops, and this is going to ensure the President Trump's reelection in 2020.
Oh, I think it certainly helps. You know, it's funny. I had the opportunity to meet our benefactor of Gold Shield yesterday. He came to that Trinitas remote. Great guy.
Yes,
and he uses,
looks great. Dude.
He does.
Great
he,
shape. He does. This guy is incredible.
And rumor has it he's a Staten Islander. But he was telling me about the struggles that we've had in terms of dealing with cancer, right? And he said,
that's right.
You know, back in the 60s, we made a commitment as a country to go to the moon, right? Can you imagine if we made a similar commitment to cure cancer?
Thank you.
I thought the same thing. I thought of his words when I was reading Gerald Nadler this morning say this was a constitutional crisis. I thought, can you imagine if this guy put the same effort into stopping school shootings, which another one just happened in Colorado near Columbine, that he is into investigating collusion and obstruction of justice, which has gone on for 3 years? Can you imagine if he put the effort into anything that he's putting in to this obstruction of justice investigation?
You're absolutely
Who is benefiting from this?
Right.
I don't... it's really, I find the whole thing sad.
They don't care. And to have Nadler in charge and Adam Schiff, where's that? Adam Schiff's taking a break, I guess. Old pencil neck. And
he's communicating with the Mars lander.
And then Nancy Pelosi seems off the charts. Pelosi here says President Trump's becoming self-impeachable. And then went to watch people that I've known for years, like Joy Behar on The View with Dan Crenshaw, right from Texas.
Yeah.
Representative Crenshaw, and who's a great American and a great guy. And he's keeping his cool. I would not have been. And she's with the – I talked about this earlier. She's talking about the Russia collusion and President Trump with Vladimir Putin. They are obsessed. They can't get off it. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. Somebody would have found out about it. Somebody would have written a book about it. There's nothing there. And they won't stop. And how do you make them stop? And maybe we just go onward and forward. The president is talking about it. I guess he keeps doing those rallies. In any case, what they're doing is they're ensuring President Trump's election in 2020. But this is upsetting to me, and I don't understand it. And if you can break it down for me, give us a call at 877-970-2900. The Senate Intelligence Committee reading here has more questions for Donald Trump Jr. Now, this is from the Senate. The committee is issuing a subpoena for the president's eldest son in its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. And let me just do an aside here. You worry about Russia and Russia and Russia. It's not Russia. It's the Chinese you got to worry about. Russia is, and when I tell you minor league, and how I know, because we have the privilege of having the foremost expert on everything Asia, and not only Peter Navarro, Gordon Chang comes on the show. And Gordon will tell you, it's China that you got to worry about. Russia sure is trying to meddle in there, but there's no way that they will sway the election one way or the other, and there's no way you're going to find out about it from Donald Trump Jr. Now, the committee, reading again, wants Donald Trump Jr., to answer questions about what he knew about this. Frankie, why is this in the Senate? The younger Donald Trump previously told the Senate Judiciary Committee that there was nothing there. But why is this happening? And why is the Senate doing it? This is confusing. Am I missing something here, Frank?
Well, I don't know the details. And at least as of this morning, the Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr, who is a Republican, hadn't issued any statement about why they were doing this. But clearly, it's not something that the Trump team is too happy with. Donald Trump Jr., Kevin McCarthy had tweeted, "Endless investigations by either party won't change the fact that there was no collusion. It's time to move on. It's time to focus on issues, not investigations." And I really think Kevin McCarthy sums up exactly where I am on this. It still strikes me as just a tremendous waste of time. It almost reminds me of what the Republicans did on Benghazi, right? 17, 18, 19 investigations. Report after report after report, obviously, I think it was the genesis of the problem with Benghazi was the fact that we were even in Libya to begin with, intervening. But there was certainly no need to spend 2-3 years on this thing. The Democrats are doing Benghazi times 100, and not just the Democrats, because it's the Senate Intelligence Committee.
But if I may,
well,
on Benghazi, there was something that was wrong that Hillary knew and let that go.
Right,
and that just a crime. You go the other way, and there's nothing here on the president. We've spent $40 million on an investigation, and there's nothing there.
Well, so how many times can you investigate the same set of facts?
Exactly.
Right? That's sort of my point in both.
But I still don't understand why the Republicans would go, unless they want to see exactly, to have proof about Donald Trump Jr., that there was nothing there, and then they'll go back to the House and they'll say,
yeah.
See,
well, so
there's nothing.
This all has to do with the efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, which is, again, perfectly legal, and there's nothing wrong with it. But Donald Trump Jr. Had told Senate investigators 2 years ago he was only peripherally aware of his father's efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow in 2015 and 2016. Michael Cohen said that wasn't necessarily the case, that Donald Trump
well
Jr.,
then that must be true if
well,
Michael
exactly.
Cohen said
he's now in prison at Otisville, where our former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos is, same prison. I wonder if they're going to get together
and naming it after my dog. I love that.
Exactly. But so the Intelligence Committee is apparently in the final phases of ironing out the differences between the testimony of Trump Jr. and Michael Cohen. So I guess that's what this is a part of. I don't know.
All right, Frank. Let me go to Brian real quick before we break. Brian of Staten Island. Good morning, Brian. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, the Democrats, Nadler and his crew, they're acting like it's last century, where we no longer where we don't have the access to other information, only what they're telling us. And you know as well as I do that these days everybody is so much more informed. And when they come out with this crock about whatever they're saying, whatever they're trying to sell, people just aren't buying it anymore, Joe, and we're going to get another 4 years of Trump.
Yeah, I think so. And thank you, Brian. Your point is well taken, but just stay on our game. And I don't mean our game, but people who are trying to tear down the country, trying to bring socialism. It's all about power and control. That's all this is about. It's the tenets of socialism, like I always tell you, but you have to stay on your game, because I'm telling you what, if you step away and you think he's going to win, he's got this, nothing is locked. And then what you have to do is embolden others to go in and vote against this criminal activity that Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. And where is Chuck Schumer in all of this? Well, it's like he's MIA. So we got to stay on our game, and I know you will. Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, is a great guy. Yeah, what a great man Jerry Falwell Jr. is. Had the privilege of being with him just a few short weeks ago at this magnificent oasis in education, Liberty University. Jerry will join us live on the air momentarily. It's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How we doing traffic-wise?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, the LIE East getting into Nichols Road. It's an accident. Also, Sunrise Highway westbound right by 109, an accident getting into North Lindenhurst. So watch for delays there. Traffic building on the northbound side of the Deegan right by Willis Avenue with a collision in the process of being cleared. It's still kind of busy in both directions there. FDR Drive South, heavy through the 60s, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland, that's about 40 minutes into town, and the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North at 15W. Watch out for an accident over there. We're seeing a lot of volume. Also volume on 18 northbound getting up toward Route 1. Southbound Thruway easing getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And over on the Cross County westbound, that stop and go getting down toward the thruway because of the volume over on the Deegan. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Parian & Sons. And thanks to Maria at Parian & Sons for helping me out getting that little beautiful diamond necklace for Charlie, my little Charlotte's first Holy Communion. Just really, really nice. And I really appreciate that. They will treat you the same way. Parian & Sons is a family that's been around for 98 years. I mean, they've been selling fine jewelry and watches, diamond engagement rings for 98 years. Necklaces, bracelets, earrings, top designers like Charles Kripel and A-Link Bollari and Spark. Parian & Sons is not just a jewelry store. Parian & Sons are real jewelers. They repair, they restore. If you have a question, they will talk to you. They will walk you through everything. And by the way, when you want to buy a diamond, you don't know. I keep telling you this. You think you know a diamond. You don't know a diamond. Like Glenn Parian and Debbie and the family, you don't know. You got to get the four C's, the cut, the clarity, the color, the character of the diamond. And when you go to Parian & Sons, they will walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. Mother's Day. This weekend, you may want to think of going to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You can start here, ParianDiamonds.com. Check out something for mom. You're going to love it. Parian & Sons, Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is PBA President Pat Lynch saying thank you. Thank you to every New Yorker who spoke out against the release of convicted cop killers. With your help, we hand-delivered over 800,000 petitions to the parole board in Albany. We piled up box after box after box to send a clear message. When somebody attacks a New York City police officer, they attack our entire city. Our voices will be heard. and the families of our fallen heroes will know that their sacrifice has not been forgotten, and they will not be ignored. But make no mistake, we are in danger of losing this battle. We have already seen 7 cop killers paroled in the last year and a half, including 2 who will walk free this month. That's why we need all law-abiding New Yorkers to raise their voices and tell the parole board that cop killers have only one place in our society, and that's behind prison walls. Visit nycpba.org and click on Keep Cop Killers in Jail and send a clear message to the parole board. Thank you.
Amen. 924 with Joe Piscopo. Jerry Falwell Jr. will join us momentarily. Wanted to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, and Michaels of Brooklyn right out there in the borough of Brooklyn, one of the top 5 Italian restaurants in the United States of America. They've been there since 1964. Fred is there. Johnny's there. I mean, you know who's that? Marianna's there. And Michael himself. And the boys were just there. You know, Frankie and Al were just out there. We're going back out there next month. I'm telling you, we love Michael's of Brooklyn. And you will, too. The food is great. The ambiance is great. And when I tell you one of the 5 best Italian restaurants, this is according to the Food Network. It's not just in Brooklyn. It's not just in New York. Across this great country, this is one of the 5 best Italian restaurants. You got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, to Michael's of Brooklyn. And then if you are listening around the country and around the world, as you do, and we so much appreciate that, on AM970TheAnswer.com, please check out your supermarket shelves. You will see Michael's of Brooklyn right on the shelf. The best jarred sauce, hands down. Michael's of Brooklyn, you got to take that home. But if you're local, you're listening in Connecticut, New York, Jersey, or the surrounding area out in Long Island, go to Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn. Check out Michael's of Brooklyn. What a great family. They've been with us since day one. I'm proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
9:26 with Joe on the radio. Jerry Falwell Jr. is president of Liberty University. Mr. President, welcome to the show. What a great time we had. You are a magnificent person, Jerry, and thank you for the hospitality shown to me and my family, sir.
Well, Joe, everybody at Liberty loves you, and I if you ever get tired of doing radio, I want to hire you to work in my communication school to teach.
Oh, man!
And teach the next generation of young people to take your place.
Oh, I am honored. Can I, Professor Piscopo? I like that. Come on. What do you think? Hey, Jerry, No.
That was the most fun.
Yeah.
That was the most fun event of the year. You on the drums, I could not believe that. That was incredible.
I had to do it, man.
I put a video up on Instagram. It's awesome.
You got to go. First of all, I have to say, and then I want to get into the issues of the day, if I may, Mr. President. But I got to tell you, with the hospitality, the niceness, the look in the eyes of every student, your cordial manner in taking me and my friend Ray and my children.
Your children are incredible. That song you did with your daughter is just
it's
a once in a lifetime thing.
And a big shout out to the talent that shot that had it on film, the musicians there. Jerry, I'm telling you, it's an oasis. What's going on in education around the country, all of us get nervous. Thank God for keeping what you're doing alive down there at Liberty University. Now, you have a commencement coming up. What's that going to be like?
May 11th. Vice President's going to be the speaker. Ben Carson's coming down because we're giving an honorary doctorate to a man named Tony Nobles, who he holds more medical device patents than almost anybody else in the country.
Wow.
And he invented the device that they used last September to go into my heart and to sew up the hole that everybody has a hole in their heart when they're born. It's where the umbilical cord connects in. But in 1 out of 4 people, it never heals. And I was one of those 4 people, 1 in 4 people, and it was, most people never know that they have the hole, but with me, it was causing migraine headaches.
Wow.
and many strokes. But this fellow, Tony Nobles from California, invented a device where I was awake on the table. Uh-oh. It went in through my groin. I could feel the ballpoint pen-sized device going up through my chest into my heart, and it sewed it up while it was beating, sewed that hole up, unbelievable technology. And Ben Carson's the guy that told me about it. And I've not had a migraine headache since.
Wow.
And dangerous stroke, the danger of major stroke, any stroke, is gone now.
Yeah.
And so we're giving him an honorary doctorate. And he's gonna head up our new Center for Entrepreneurism at Liberty to teach students, no matter what profession they go into, how to be an entrepreneur, how to take a chance, how to fail and get back, fall flat on your face and get right back up and keep going. And because that's what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. And that's what built our school.
As a good Jerry Falwell Jr. with Joe Piscopo, president of Liberty University, Mr. Falwell is. Hey, Jerry, you showed me, just as an aside here, I could talk to you for hours, man. I don't know, you're just one of those guys I could just chat with for hours, and I appreciate that. You showed me a picture of you bench pressing, if I can go here just for a second, because, you know, me, I love to work out, and we were talking about it on the show earlier. You bench pressed, did you hit 400 pounds? Is that what you told me?
No. 520.
Oh!
What I did was, it's called, I think they call them hip thrusters, but Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, put up an Instagram.
Oh, go ahead. Drop some names now, man. You're working out with The Rock? Oh, my goodness gracious.
No. He put up an Instagram of himself. His personal record was 460, 10 reps. And I said, I got to beat that. So I'm 10 years older than him. I'll be 57 next month. So I did 520, 10 reps. And he never responded. I sent it to him.
Oh, man.
But we have a mutual friend. I think he's going to come to Liberty soon, so we'll see.
Yeah, you got to do it. I was very, very impressed with that. Hey, Jerry Falwell Jr. with us. I saw, Mr. Falwell, that the president retweeted your tweet about giving him 2 more years, and it became pretty viral. What did you tweet, and what was the reaction to that, sir?
You know, I'm dangerous when I get bored on the weekends. On the weekends, if I'm sitting around and I'm not working, I have to start a Twitter fight. So Saturday night, I typed, after the best week ever for real Donald Trump, no obstruction, no collusion. New York Times admits Barack Obama did spy on his campaign, and the economy is soaring. I now support reparations. Trump should have 2 years added to his first term as payback for this time stolen by this corrupt failure.
I love it. Right on the money. And what was the reaction to that?
He retweeted it within an hour or two, and I talked to him last night after his speech, and he's the most down to earth. He's finally a people's president. He's all for the average guy. I never knew one of these establishment Republicans who would take phone calls any time of the day or night.
Yeah.
On their cell, he's just like no other, and that's what we needed.
Yeah, I totally agree. And tell us about the state of higher education in America today. When you were kind enough to take all of us on a tour with your beautiful family, Jerry Falwell, and you showed me what your father started and what it is now, the business school, the engineering. Oh, my goodness. The music, the whole music center over there, a theater, the most beautiful theater I have ever seen. And I worked everywhere. I mean, look what you have built. And then the students, they would say hello. It's so polite. Just the feeling was great. But that's not like that in campuses everywhere, Jerry Falwell Jr.
No, I think the reason for Liberty's success is because so many colleges are just in lockstep with each other. Political correctness, indoctrination, one point of view. You know, 96% of all the faculty and staff in the Ivy League donated to the Obama campaign in 2012. And it's how can you have a fair and balanced education when 96% think one way? And you know, our law school this year had the highest bar passage rate in the country.
Wow.
Except for five Ivy League schools, but they were one notch ahead of UVA Law School, where I went to law school, and UVA has always been a top 10 law school. So we're really succeeding because parents and students want something different than what they're getting from most major universities, and it's our success is because of the way they operate. They don't operate. We operate like a business. We treat students like customers.
Yes, sir.
And that's the only way to keep education affordable. We send students out of here with less student debt than by far than the national average, because we keep our costs low, and we you can operate like a bit. But see, so many universities have tenured faculty who are so snobby they think they're above having to worry about the bottom line.
Yeah.
And that's why student debt's gone crazy. That's why tuition's going crazy. They just keep raising tuition. They expect the donors, the taxpayers, to bail them out. And we don't think that way. We went through a lot of tough years financially, so we learned how to operate frugally, and it's paying off. It's a business like anything else, and you either operate it like a business or you end up ripping off your customers and students, and you know it's common sense to me.
Well, you know, Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University with Joe Piscopo, before we let you go, Mr. President, I have to tell you, you get right into it with the students. You walk all around with the kids. The kids are coming up to you. You know what? And when we did that little bit with Pastor David, and we did that Jimmy Fallon type of bit where I sang a song, you know, different character, you got the most applause. You almost got up there and did some karaoke. You did not. Will there be a time, Mr. President?
No, but guess what? Couple weeks later, I had my one-year-old granddaughter in my arm, and I actually went up and played "When the Saints Go Marching In" on the piano. I'm not a musician. That's the only song, but the kids were crazy. That's the only song I know.
I tell you, it's a love fest, and they love you. And before we let you go, Jerry, if I may, you said that you think Donald Trump is going to get an even bigger percentage of the evangelical vote in 2020 than he did previously. Why is that, sir?
I mean, the crowds are unbelievable at every rally he does, and these Democratic opponents are lucky to get 500 people in the hall. And it's the same thing I felt in 2016. I just saw these crowds of enthusiasm. People are just so tired of the establishment Republicans, establishment Democrats who just I've done nothing their whole lives except run for office. They haven't been successful in the private sector like you have.
Yeah.
And so they don't understand what makes America work. They don't understand business.
Yes, sir.
All they understand is how to say the right things to get reelected. And people are seeing through that now. And I think they're going to start electing people who are successful. That's what our founders wanted, people who were successful in the private sector, serve for a few years in Washington, and go back to whatever they did to start with.
Yeah, Jerry,
that's what we need.
Jerry Falwell Jr., you know, it's an honor to have you on the show. You do such a when I tell you, saving lives down there at Liberty University, the goodness, the whole feel of it is, and how hospitable you were to me and my children, Jerry. We're sending love to you, man. You are so welcome on this show anytime. And again, with all our heart, we thank you for all
the feeling,
that you're
doing. The feeling's mutual, and I hope you'll make it a regular stop.
Yes, sir. I'd be honored to do that. Thank you, Jerry. Right. God bless, and love
thank
to everybody
you,
down there. Yes, sir. Jerry Falwell Jr., God bless you, too. President of Liberty University. Liberty University. And one of the best places I've ever seen on planet Earth, I'm telling you. 9:37 with Joe on the radio. We're going to go to Bloomfield Avenue, from Virginia to Bloomfield Avenue with Charlie Colello. Oh, you don't want to miss the legendary singer, conductor, and record producer. You can call us at 877-970-2999. But let's take a break right now for the local news, live and local, with Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
55 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Residents of one New Jersey town are unhappy over a proposed ping pong facility. The owner of a 10-acre site in Wayne wants to build what he's called the Northeast Table Tennis Club, which would contain 16 ping pong tables, spectator seating, and a fitness center. A group of nearby homeowners has started a Facebook group called Keep Commercial Off Colfax. They say the largely residential neighborhood along Colfax Road isn't well suited to such a facility. And they say no new jobs will be created, traffic will be increased, and only children who hope to compete in the Olympics will benefit. Space agencies from around the world are running simulations of how the world would respond to a massive asteroid strike. In the past week, experts from NASA and the European Space Agency pretended that New York City was destroyed. Last year, the group saved Tokyo from disaster by launching a nuke at the space rock. This time, efforts were less successful, and in an effort to deflect the asteroid from hitting Denver, they knocked a piece off course into New York. The city was destroyed, but they had some time to evacuate millions of hypothetical residents before impact. Maybe they should watch Deep Impact. That might give them a hint. In sports, the Yankees were held to 5 hits in a 10-1 loss to the Mariners in the Bronx. Mets lost 3-2 to the Padres in San Diego. The Amazons have lost 5 of their last 6. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take it out to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 5 and toward White Plains. It's an accident in the right lane. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to the southbound New York State Thruway, approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. And we're still seeing some volume here at the inbound GWB of about 15 minutes getting into town. Lincoln Tunnel still holding out to a 25-minute delay. Holland about 30 minutes. Kennedy Boulevard is blocked in Guttenberg. It's all due to a broken water main. New Jersey Turnpike northbound slowing down 13A all the way up through 15E because of an earlier accident. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume here on the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect. Staten Island Expressway eastbound solid traffic heading right out toward the Verrazano Bridge. And it's busy on the Belt Parkway westbound out past the Cross Island with a collision there. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to get your deck ready for entertaining by shopping at Lowe's. Valspar exterior stain and sealer starts as low as $35.98. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 5/15. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hey, Joe on the radio. 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40. I love telling you about Shari's Berries because, like, I'm home. I see a package. I come off the road, and it's and I don't know what it is. I open it up. It's Shari's Berries. You open it up, and I was there with Michael, I told you, my son, and I go, watch this, Mike, ba-ba-boom, we open the package, what an impression. If you can impress a 16-year-old guy, you know what I'm saying, my son Mikey, just think of how your mother's going to feel when she opens up Shari's Berries. You're going to see these beautiful, huge, I've never seen strawberries bigger than this. And then they dip these strawberries, these delicious strawberries, and they dip it in chocolate chips, pink shimmer sugar and swizzles. It's white chocolate. It's regular chocolate. It's milk chocolate. It's chocolate chips. I eat the chocolate chips. I'm telling you, Al, we're talking about it. I will eat the chocolate chips. The chocolate is so good. And then I feel like I'm doing okay because I'm eating something healthy like the strawberries. Hey, you got to check it out. You got to check out Shari's Berries for your mom. Please go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, Piscopo, and I'm telling you, let me tell you the deal you'll get. They start at $19.99. You could choose your delivery day to ensure mom gets your gift of Shari's Berries exactly when you want her to, and your satisfaction is always guaranteed. $19.99, but you can really make mom happy by doubling the berries for just $10 more. You know, Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 12th. Please visit berries.com. Just check it out. You're going to love it. This is the ultimate Mother's Day gift. Berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter my code, Piscopo.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative on May 24th for the Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at am570themission.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at am570themission.com as well. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by the Deaf Bible Society.
All right, we got the deal. We got the MyPillow deal. Are you listening? Mike Lindell calls in earlier, and he hosted, co-hosted the show with us, and he was just brilliant on the air. He said, I just love Mike Lindell. Now, he said, he calls with this special deal just for you. You get 2 queen premium MyPillows and free shipping for just $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. This is a great deal, but you got to use the promo code AM970, okay? So you can get right now, if you call, I would call 800-651-0798. Jump on this now while you can. This is for today that Mike came up with this, just especially for you. And he puts all the numbers together. This is what I love about Mike. This is what he cares about you. Before he calls in, so it's early morning. This was a couple hours ago already. And Mike Lindell calls and goes, Joe, I got something for your listeners, because they've been so loyal to MyPillow. So you can get two premium queen MyPillows with free shipping at a very, very special low price. Use the code AM970. And when you call 800-651-0798, tell them, look, I heard you on the Piscopo show, and what has Mike got for us this morning? It's a very special deal. Those two queen premium pillows for $34.99 each. This special, special deal for Mr. Mike Lindell. 800-651-0798. Or again, MyPillow.com. Please remember to tell them, and please remember to use the promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Charlie Colello, the legend, the man. Kind enough to call in 944 with Joe at the radio. Charlie's a Bloomfield Avenue legend. When I tell you that, he's one of the most accomplished musicians, composers, conductors, record producers. We are together June 1st, courtesy of our dear friend Jerry LaGuardia. This is that celebration show at the Saccone Theater, which is a magnificent theater on the campus of Bergen Community College. And Charlie's going to be there with a big band. And he wanted to call in and just say hi to you. Charlie, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you, my brother?
Great. It's nice to be here. And also to be working with you soon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's going to be great. Charlie, how big's the band, man?
It's 14 pieces.
Mm.
In order to really play the arrangements that, from the original records,
I
needed a certain amount of musicians. So we play with three trumpets, three trombones, four saxes, bass, piano, drums, and guitar.
Oh, look out, man. This is going to be great. And I'm bringing my boy Mikey with me. Hey, Charlie, let me talk about your history first. Where are you from? Are you from Newark originally?
Originally from Down Neck.
Yeah, I love it, man. That's where my mom was born. I love it. And you came out of Newark. Did you come up with Frankie Valli and the boys?
I met Frankie when I was 20 years old. I was working a place off of Bloomfield Avenue called the Venetian.
Yeah, man.
Frankie walked in. And he heard our band. We were a group of musicians from Arts High School, so we had the best musicians in the area. And the musicians that were playing the local clubs all knew who we were, because musically we were the best band. So Frankie came in, and he listened to the band. He was shocked that we sang like the Four Freshmen and the High Lows, and that we also had horn arrangements. And he asked who wrote the arrangements. They pointed to me, and I met Frankie. It had to be 60 years ago.
Wow, man. And then Frankie took you with him to compose and to record. Tell us, if you would. You and I had a great conversation, and I'm total. This is a legendary time in the music of the American Songbook, the Four Seasons. And you went into the studio with Frankie on more than one occasion, correct? With the whole Four Seasons.
Well, I started making records with them in 1962, and out of the first 26. Chart records that they had, I did 24 of them.
Holy moly. Give us some of the records, Charlie. What are you talking? Some of the songs that they were doing.
Well, I started with Walk Like a Man. So every record that we did after Walk Like a Man up until around 1966, I did. The only one I missed, which they actually did as a demo, was Ragdoll. They did on their own.
So on Walk Like a Man, what was that? There was a crack. Did you put that in there? Was that a drum hit that I would hear in that, or was that a special effect that you put in there, Charlie?
What Bob Crew, who produced the records, was brilliant. And actually, we learned how to make records from Bob. All of us did. He already had some hit records.
Yeah.
And he was the one who thought about different things that we could put on the record. What you actually heard were foot stomps.
Wow.
In the studio, he found a little place on a parquet floor that had loose boards, and four of us stood around in a circle where there was a mic placed, and we marched. So it was boom, 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 boom. So you heard that throughout the record.
You know, which we hear on this. And clapping hands there, Charlie, too?
Yeah, it was like, you heard boom, gong,
yes,
gong. You heard that rhythm. Then all of a sudden, you heard the four stomps. The boom,
wow.
Boom.
Wow. Brilliant. That must have been so exciting. What were you, 12 years old? I mean, really? How, you were just a kid back then, huh?
Well, when I started working with them, we actually started in 1959 making records for Bob Crew. So we got sort of an education before the Four Seasons hit.
Got it.
In 1969, we recorded pretty much everything that Bob wrote, and he was writing with Bob Gaudio. And they were developing their style and their eventually the signature sound that they came up with.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. And Paul Schaefer is one of your biggest fans, Charlie Colello. Isn't that great, though? He follows everything, man. And you sat down, you chat with Paul, and he probably just, like I'm doing, I'm like a fan. I'm just draining of you all this information. It's great. But and Paul, there was rumor that he might show up June 1st, but he's not able to. He's out of the country, I understand.
Yeah. Paul actually played on a couple of hit records for me. He played on You Take My Breath Away with Rex Smith. He was the keyboard player on that.
Oh,
he played
man.
On the Odyssey records. He didn't play on Native New Yorker, which was the biggest one that we had.
Yeah.
But he played on most of the other records that we made. Then during that period in the 70s, pretty much most of the records that I made in New York, Paul played piano on.
Wow, man. And tell me about, and Charlie, thanks for your time, man. I mean, we could talk for hours. As a matter of fact, I looked at the phone. We talked for an hour the last time we chatted. So when you did Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond, I mean, I can't, you got the call to arrange that and to record that, Charlie?
Yeah, in 1969, actually, it's 50 years old this November that we made the record.
Wow.
And when we recorded, I only made one record with Neil, and that was Sweet Caroline. There was another song we did on the record, and I recently tried to find out what it was, but I couldn't find it. And we made the record. I really don't think that Neil was really that hot on the song, because for many years, pardon me, for many years, I know he didn't even perform it in his act. But about 2 years ago, somebody sent me an article that he wrote that said that it eventually turned out to be so good, so good, so good.
Oh, man. And then you worked, again, I got to ask you about the old man. Did you record Frank Sinatra?
Yes, I recorded him. First time I recorded Sinatra was in 1969.
Wow.
And what was interesting about that session, 10 years earlier, the singer in my band knew Tony Bennett's manager. And Tony was doing an album with Count Basie, and he was invited to the session, and he brought me there.
Wow.
I was in that studio.
Oh, my man.
I was in the studio looking at this session that was at Columbia 30th Street. 11 years later, I was in the same studio recording Frank Sinatra.
Charlie, man, and I know you're such a good guy. I know you just got over the flu, man, and you are just thank you. We appreciate you taking the time. And we're going to be June 1st. It's going to be at the Saccone Theater, which is a great theater, Charlie, on the campus of Bergen Community College. You are a legend, man, and thank you. You know, for all of us that are fans, thanks for all you've done, bringing such great music to the American scene, man. And I cannot wait to hit the stage with you, my friend.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Colello right there. Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you on the roads, 952 on AM 970, The Answer.
Sounds like it's going to be an awesome show. Good morning, Joe. Let's go to 21 southbound as you get down toward Ackerman Ave in Clifton. It's closed. It's police department activity there. 287 East, exit 5 into White Plains. Accident blocking one lane. And if you're heading to the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North, still heavy at 16W with ongoing construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has trust issues with certain certain members of Congress.
It's incredible. Before the meeting with the president, Nancy Pelosi actually said this. Our message is, let's work together. Let's work together with the man that you have hounded for 2.5 years.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mainly cloudy today and cooler than yesterday. It'll become breezy with a high of 59. Cloudy tonight with a bit of rain or drizzle, low 52. Variable cloudiness tomorrow, becoming breezy and warmer with a couple of showers, even a thunderstorm, high 70. For Saturday, partly sunny and rather breezy, high 68. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you take your balance of nature? Your daddy worries about you. It is time to take your balance of nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. I've had the privilege of getting to know Dr. Douglas Howard and his grandchildren and his boy Lex runs everything at Balance of Nature. And I have to tell you, this is a great family. The beautiful grandson, Jace, just wonderful. And I could see their commitment on making this as pure a product as you could possibly make. And I know it because I'm like, I always try to take vitamins. I always try to keep myself healthy. And then when I saw what's in Balance of Nature and I talked to Douglas Howard, and when he says Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time, and then I hear Frankie Five Burrows tell me how great it is. I look into it. I find out it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And that, to me, is the ultimate antioxidants. That's what staves off all the free radicals in your body, fruits and vegetables. Now you have Balance of Nature, which is indeed fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Boom. It doesn't have that terrible, odor of a vitamin. It doesn't upset your stomach. This is a genius thought process that Dr. Howard went through. It took many, many, many years. And we want to get you on the Balance of Nature train right now. Now until tomorrow, May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional sets of fruits and veggies that you purchase with Balance of Nature. This offer is going to end tomorrow, May 10th. So don't wait, please. Call 800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, please, The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio. We got all these good things come from our buddy Tom. Is that Tom? Is that the Tom? Tom, is that you on the phone right now?
Yes, sir, Mr. Piscopo. Oh. And first, I'd like to say, among all the great things you do and say, you speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help us. God, amen. And Mr. Cotullo, we know you're the news guy and I'm not. But you said you're a winner, all right? And you said you're a piece of cake, you're a piece of cake, all right? What's it going to matter to you?
Cotullo.
Get off my program!
Good night! Tom, thank you so much. Tom, thank you. I got maple syrup. We got those Venetian cookies.
A giant container of sugar.
He is very
and
funny.
You have legions growing inside of you because you ate that stuff. Good luck.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Tom, thank you so much for thinking of us. And like Frankie, my mother got such a kick when you said, anything that you want to leave in a will.
I stand by that.
It's my mother goes.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Anything you want to send us, we are here.
Absolutely.
And we will accept it gladly, and we love you for it. Thank you, Tom. Thanks so much.
I'm
for
on
your,
Venmo. People
for your
can
thought.
Venmo me.
There you go. And thanks for the Panama hats, Vinny Recuglia. We love them. The guys are looking dapper as ever. Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. We got a whole, you know, you could just keep your smartphone right where it is with Gallagher and Dennis Prager and Dr. Gorka and Larry Elder tonight. Kevin McCullough coming up in the afternoon. Frankie Five Boroughs, great as always. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Why not,
Frankie
Joe?
Five Boroughs, we love you. Love you, Albert. Love you, Debbie. Please go out and make it a great day because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
55 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Cattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Suffolk County Executive Stephen Ballone announcing that collective bargaining agreements have been reached with all unions countywide for the first time ever. Suffolk is now square with the Suffolk County Police Benevolent Association, the Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees, and all county unions concerning health care. Ballone says the agreements will secure $40 million in health care savings while resulting in the lowest level of raises for cops in decades. He further claims that the agreements have produced an affordable framework that serves as a significant cost-saving measure. In sports, Yankees held to five hits in a 10-1 loss to the Mariners in the Bronx. Mets lost 3-2 to the Padres in San Diego. The Amazons have lost five of their last six.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.